Lesson 6C, Exercise 3.
At the age of 16, Nellie Bly read an article in her local newspaper which argued that women were not able to do the same jobs as men. Furious, she wrote an anonymous article in reply and sent it to the paper. The paper's editor was so impressed that he offered her a job. Nellie was now a journalist. At that time, female journalists mostly wrote about fashion and gardening, but Nellie had other ideas. She was determined to be an investigative journalist who wrote about serious issues like women's rights and the problems of factory workers. But when Nellie accused companies of treating workers badly, they refused to buy advertisements in the paper, so the editor stopped Nellie's investigations. In 1887, Nellie moved to the New York World newspaper, where the owner, Joseph Pulitzer, helped her to do undercover work. For example, Nellie pretended to be insane so that she could become a patient at a psychiatric hospital in New York and find out about the conditions there. As a result of Nellie's shocking discoveries, the authorities changed the way they cared for mentally ill patients. This was probably her greatest success as an investigative journalist.